Good evening. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for January 6, 2021. Representative Agbaje, did you have a chance to review the minutes and are you prepared to move their approval?
I did review the minutes, Chair Winkler, and I so move them for approval.
Any discussion to the motion on the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails.
Aye.
The minutes of January 6, 2021 are adopted. The next item of business is the 2021 Permanent Rules of the House. I will move, why don't we go to the Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3 first and get that taken care of. So I move adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3. Which will allow us to meet on Tuesday next week rather than Monday in the form that the Senate sent it to us. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3 is adopted. Now we're on to the permanent rules. The chair moves adoption of the permanent rules pursuant to Rule 3.33, the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates Thursday, January 14th for adoption of the permanent rules of the House and has established a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those rules. The rules are in front of us. Members, there are a number of amendments that have been posted, and I'm going to start with the chair's amendment, the A4. So I move adoption of the A4 amendment, which merges the Health and Human Services finance bills, creates a single target for those, but still allows those two committees to exist. And it also shifts the Homelessness Division to the Committee on Human Services. Discussion to that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Aye.
Or we can... Representative Dowd, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I was late on getting my brain working here. On the Health and Human Services Finance Bill, so it's your intention that each one of those committees will pass out their own bill, and then they'll be combined in Ways and Means, or what will be the practical application of how that will work?
Representative Dowd, that is the way we intend to do it, and we're fortunate to have the chair of Ways and Means on this committee. If you have more specific questions down the road.
I'm fine with that. As long as that's your intent, I just wondered how that was going to work. That's fine.
Okay. Further discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the A4 amendment adoption, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the A4 amendment is adopted. There are additional amendments that have been submitted before the committee. I'm just going to go in in numerical order. The A1 submitted by Representative Nash. Would you like to?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I do believe I have an amendment to my amendment that I would like to engross now as well. The A8, I believe, is amending the A1.
So the motion is before us on adoption of the A1 amendment. Representative Nash seeks to amend his amendment with the A8. Could you please speak to the underlying amendment and your amendment to the amendment, and then we will proceed to the vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Very simple amendments saying that House rules will have all committee hearings streamed over the internet, and that it, with the amendment to the amendment, will allow for testimony in those hearings.
Representative Nash, I have a question for you. Your A8 amendment to the amendment, all remote hearings must allow public testimony. Not all committees have endless time for public testimony. I assume by your amendment that you mean must have the capacity for, the technical capacity for public testimony, not necessarily that each committee will follow a certain prescribed rule for how much public testimony is allowed.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'll try to make my analogy as if we were meeting in person in regular committee situations, that we would be somewhat constrained by the committee hearing time as to how much testimony would be allowed. And it would act very much the way we normally do, as somebody would sign up ahead of time with the CAA of the committee and get on the test fires list. You know, there have been several times during the last biennium during special session that we did not have public testimony, and I thought that was a failure of ours to not have that done. But I certainly recognize that having a two-hour committee hearing time with 6 hours of people that would like to testify is untenable. So I would leave that to the discretion of the chair, but would like to make sure that we require testimony be mechanically arranged in that committee so that there will be at least some testimony given.
Thank you, Representative Nash. Further discussion. Based on what you've just described, the chair is inclined to support the amendment as amended, but I would invite other member questions or commentary. Okay, seeing none, then the motion before us is to amend the A1 amendment with the A8. The chair intends to vote aye. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the A1 amendment is amended with the A8. To the amendment as amended, Representative Nash.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just be brief. We've outlined what we need and ask for your support.
Further discussion to the A1. The only comment I would make, Representative Nash, is we have investigated this with House Public Information. The number of channels that we have available is limited, and we may have to run more committees than the number of channels we have, but we still have a live streaming option without the production values that we would expect from House Public Information. So in a pinch, we could revert to that, and my understanding of your proposed amendment would permit it as long as it is actually live streamed.
Mr. Chair, that is correct. Again, under normal circumstances, anybody could sit in one of our many hearing rooms and observe the goings on. I think that while the production quality might be diminished if we have to put it to some other alternative means that we don't like to use, having it available to people is important because we're trying to do the people's business and the people would like to see what's going on.
Further discussion. Representative Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It seems to me that must allow is open to two possible interpretations. The interpretation that you and Representative Nash have outlined, that it would be technically capable to be held to hold public testimony, but it also seems open to the interpretation that every single meeting must have public witnesses. And I'm curious if there could be language perhaps suggested by staff that could achieve our goal, our shared goal, more clearly.
Representative Long, I think that you raise a fair concern. I think that each committee chair is permitted to provide their own committee rules, that is, so long as they are consistent with the overall rules of the House. And we are laying a very bipartisan foundation right here for the interpretation of that rule. So should it arise, for example, on a point of order on the floor or an objection in committee in some form or fashion, I think we could refer back to our understanding of that rule. And I would make a recommendation that any chair who is concerned about this, and in general, I think chairs should provide a set of committee rules that will help guide their work going forward in this way. So I think it's okay as written, Representative Long, but would recommend that you think about how you structure it within your own committee.
Very well. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the A1 amendment as amended, please say aye.
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 All those opposed? The motion prevails and the A1 amendment as amended is adopted. Representative Doubt, I have two amendments from you, the A5 and the A7. Do you wish to offer those?
Thank you, Mr. Leader. Is it your intent to do any changes to Rule 4.3?
Representative Dowd, we do not intend to bring any further amendments tonight in rules or on the floor to change Rule 4.30.
Okay, I'll withdraw these and not offer them. Thank you.
We have had no further amendments submitted. Discussion to the permanent rules as amended. Very well. Then I'll return to the underlying motion. The chair moves adoption of the permanent rules as amended pursuant to Rule 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates Thursday, January 14th for adoption of the permanent rules of the House and has established a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those rules. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails, and the permanent rules are on their way to a floor vote on Thursday. I don't see anything else on the agenda. Any further member discussion? Seeing none, the committee is adjourned.